Hi everyone, Dr. Will here out at the barn. There's the one horse over there. The other horse is back there somewhere. Anyway, I just did day 10 of the butterfly experiment. Real quick, I want to talk about, let me just do a couple things. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, why you have to, like, I always say, like, keep your stalls clean. You know, when I said I was going to do that, hey, Pearl Ann, people kind of goes, keep your stalls clean. Well, what it has to do is not letting the crap in your life build up. You know, to use the pressure analogy, we all know that if you put like a hose under pressure, it'll last for a little, it'll explode, and it'll explode in its weakest spot. So we're all under a lot of pressure right now with this lockdown, house arrest, whatever you want to call it. I refuse to call it quarantine. That's not the definition. But under this lockdown, you know, there's a lot of pressure building up. So, you know, you can't let things build up, you know, and in this world of taking care of horses, you got to clean the stall just every day. If you don't, that crap will build up and it'll draw flies and bugs. Then it's a nightmare to try to clean it. Then it's a huge endeavor to get it all out of there, right? And so if you do it every day, and that's what most people do, it keeps the, you know, it keeps the bugs away, it keeps the things going. So when we let this kind of crap in our lives build up, things like anger, resentment, fear, with everything going on, fear, whether it's real or imagined, doesn't matter, fear is fear, you know, anger, resentment, all the things, you know, tension, anxiety, you know, when all those things are building up, they're going to cause a lot of problems, right? Mary Williams, if you like this, again, click like and share, leave a comment. Anyway, so you got to kind of let it, get it out of there. But what's happened for a lot of us with this lockdown is we don't have our usual escape mechanisms, whether it's go to the gym, whether it's go out for a fancy dinner, whether whatever your escape mechanism was, a lot of those have been taken away. They're not as easily accessible. And so people are going to their other comforts. The other day I talked about when your comforts become your demon, you know. Maybe it was like, hey, I'll have something nice and, you know, some kind of my comfort food. Hey, Tammy, you know, when I visited one of my cousins, it was biscuits and gravy and a few other things. But that's a comfort food, right? Well, yeah, it's fine. It's an escape. It's a way to blow off steam in a different sort of way. It dissipates it. You know, maybe you're angry at your boss or your or the system or whatever's going on, so you could dissipate it by doing something that brings some kind of relief. Well, those things are gone now, and so this pressure is building up. So we're seeing it in the form of dis-ease, dysfunction, and whether those dysfunctions are things like anger, resentment, fear, you know, and when those are being expressed, we see them, you know, as domestic violence has gone through the roof, addiction is going up. I just read a couple of horrible things about how many suicides are going up by people that were new in recovery, and you know, their big escape was to go to an AA meeting to get that. And people say, well, there's AA, virtual AA meetings. Yes, I know. I took one of the groups, a couple of the groups I helped get started go online because I work online. I'm very good at it, and it's my duty to share. But that's, you know, I think it's great for those of us with long-term sobriety, but somebody new, they need that interpersonal feeling, that connection. Everything is about connection. And that's the biggest downfall of this forced isolation, which is there's not that connection. And yes, you have it with your family, you know, maybe your husband, your wife, your kids, right? But even then, we're social creatures, right? People used to talk about, you know, when people would go out west, when they, you know, expanded through America, especially the people coming from the big cities, and then they go out west, they handled it when they were in the wagon trains. They had a lot of trouble once they got out, and, you know, down there on a farm, you know, and the closest farm near you might be several miles away, and the city you go to, the city, the town, place you go get your things, you know, was a half a day's horseback ride, and there's maybe, you know, 40 people in the town. That took some adapting. It's why we built villages. It's why we built communities. This is what humans do. Human beings do not do well by themselves. We miss that connection. When that connection is taken away, that dis-ease skyrockets. You know, the addiction, the, like I say, the domestic violence, the overeating, the depression where you can't get out of bed. All of these things skyrocket, right? And guess what? I'll say it. Virtual shit will not take that place. right? There's some energy exchange going on when you're in the when you're around other people. One of my a couple of my friends are single, and you know, their big thing was going out to eat. Yeah, sometimes, you know, they'd call somebody and we'd go out to eat together, things like that. After working on a film, a couple other people, we'd go out and eat, right? But even if he just went to a restaurant where he really didn't know anybody, it was being in a group, having a meal, that shared experience of eating. That's what humans do. And yeah, you know, and he was, this other, it was a lady, she was complaining. She didn't know how much she would miss it. And then she was in recovery and going to the meetings. Well, I said, of course. She goes, well, I could go and get food. You know, I could cook. I could, hey, Michael, hey, Robert. You know, I could do all that. But, you know, it's not the same, right? And I said, yeah, because you're missing it. You could get curbside, but you get tired of eating at your desk or eating in front of a refrigerator alone or the TV or you know, pull up to the beach, beautiful place here in Florida, but you're eating in your car alone. There's no connection. And so, you know, that's, so we got to let that be expressed. We got to get rid of it. So as you're thinking about those things, you know, hey, Beryl, and again, everybody, if you like this, click like and share. So, you know, you got to keep your stall clean. Just, and the first thing is to admit, I'm angry, I'm fearful. You know, I look at other people. I always say, don't judge your insides by their outsides. They seem to be handling this situation so much better. You know, they're doing all these projects around their house. They're doing this. They're taking these classes. And all I can do is get out of bed. I've had some people call me like that. And I'm like, well, first of all, again, you don't know what they're really going through. Maybe they're doing all those projects. If they don't, I think I had a glitch there. If they don't, you know, they may act out with an addiction, with violence, with something else. So we don't know what's going on. Your adaptation is what it is, and you have to figure out how to blow off that steam in a different way. You know, here in Florida, we're starting to open up, and which is a good thing, so people can get out and do some things. So anyway, but you have to keep your stall clean. You can't let that, whatever those negatives are, you know, in the recovery world, we call them character defects, anger, resentment, fear, anxiety, all of those kind of things. You know, if you get rid of those, and the first step is just to admit you have them, and then you can kind of begin to let them dissipate, let them go away. So that's all I wanted to talk to today on day 10. If you like this, click like and share. Let other people know. If you didn't like it, keep it to yourself. Tomorrow we're going to talk about something fun. We're going to give a technique, a little short technique, to help you dissipate some of these negative affects that we're going through. So anyway, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.